This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The second day of the 18th Lok Sabha began today with newly elected MPs taking oath as members of the House. As the House met for the day, Advocate Gowal Kokada Padavi of Congress took oath in Hindi, while another party MP, Vaithav Shobha, took oath in Marathi. BJP MP Smita Uday Wagh also took oath in Marathi. The oath-taking ceremony is underway. A total of 266 MPs took oath yesterday and the remaining MPs will take oath today. Senior BJP MP Om Birla will be the NDA nominee for the Lok Sabha Speaker, while Opposition India Bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates today filed their nominations for the Speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Earlier, the government and opposition failed to reach to a consensus for the post. Talking to media outside Parliament, Union Minister Piyush Goyal said senior Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and J.P. Nadda had a meeting with Congress leader K.C. Venugopal and DMK MP T.R. Balu over the issue. Vice President and Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar administered oath to the newly elected member of Rajya Sabha Sunetra Ajit Pawar in Parliament House today. Minister of State in the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan and Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh were also present on the occasion. Union Minister and BJP President J.P. Nadda today recalled the emergency period and said that democracy is standing strongly today because of the sacrifices made at that time. The BJP President was addressing a Dark Days of Democracy program organized at BJP headquarters in New Delhi in protest against the emergency imposed in 1975. Mr. Nadda said during the emergency, prominent leaders including Morarji Desai, Atal Bihari Vajpayee and L.K. Advani were put behind bars overnight for more than 19 months because they raised their voice to protect democracy. Mr. Nadda alleged that Congress tried to strangulate the country's democracy by imposing emergency. He said the Congress leaders are talking about constitution, but actually they should apologize to the nation as they have throttled democracy. On the issue of election of Lok Sabha Speaker, the BJP President said the Congress wants to make the election of the Speaker conditional. He said in states like Karnataka, Telangana and Tamil Nadu, where India Bloc is ruling, the position of Speaker and Deputy Speaker in the Assembly is held by the members of the ruling party. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the 7th pre-budget consultation with the representatives of trade and services in New Delhi to take suggestions for the upcoming general budget. In another meeting, Ms. Sitharaman held a consultation with experts from the employment and skill development sectors. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will remain in jail as the Delhi High Court today stayed the trial court order granting him bail in a money laundering case. A vacation bench of Justice Sudhir Kumar Jain pronounced its verdict on a plea by the Enforcement Directorate ED seeking a stay on the trial court order granting bail to Kejriwal. The High Court agreed with the ED's allegations that the trial court did not hear the probe agency properly. Earlier, the Supreme Court yesterday adjourned Kejriwal's petition challenging the High Court order of staying the trial court's order and posted the case for hearing on Wednesday. The bench adjourned the hearing, saying by the time the High Court is expected to pronounce its final order on the stay application filed by the ED. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been freed from UK prison after a deal with the US authorities. It will see him plead guilty to criminal charges of conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defence information. WikiLeaks said in a post on social media platform that Assange was granted bail by the High Court in London after spending more than 5 years in jail. Extremely heavy rainfall is likely over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall along the west coast and over northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, Afghanistan defeated Bangladesh by 8 runs through DLS method in a nail-biting match at Kingston in St. Vincent. With this win, Afghanistan advanced to the semi-final as the 4th team and in the process knocked Australia out of the World Cup. Other 3 teams who had already booked berths in the semi-finals are India, England and South Africa. And with that, we end this news bulletin.